minors from negative impacts of social media use. Republican Governor Spencer Cox has signed a pair of bills. More details at srnnews.com.
My brother-in-law died suddenly, and now my sister and her kids have to sell their home. I knew we could not put off getting life insurance. An agent offered us a 10-year, $500,000 policy for nearly $40 a month. SelectQuote found us identical coverage for only $18 a month.
Call SelectQuote at 1-800-940-6161 or go to SelectQuote.com now. That's 1-800-940-6161. Full details on example policies at SelectQuote.com/commercials.
Take as little as 3 minutes to see if you could save on motorcycle insurance with Progressive. Come on, you've spent more time than that thinking about helmets with faces on them.
I should get a new helmet. Ooh, maybe I'll get one of those ones that looks like a face with painted teeth and eyebrows, you know? Oh, that always looks so cool. People are like, whoa, is that a person with two faces? Oh, no, it's a helmet and one face.
Get a quote in as little as 3 minutes at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
Rich Thomas Weather, brought to you by Wiley Sanders Truck Lines. Truckers, if you are looking for green grass, contact Wiley Sanders Truck Lines. In business since 1959 and still growing. Call today, 855-777-9785.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. Patchy dense fog could be a problem in some spots this morning. Gradually today, we'll see some improvement. The sun will be out later with a high temperature today in the mid to upper 80s. Feeling more like May than March. Becoming cloudy tonight. We're dry through the evening hours. However, in the overnight hours, showers and storms become likely. And in the wee hours of Saturday morning, some of the storms could be strong, possibly severe. The storms clear out early in the day tomorrow. We'll see sunshine by afternoon with a high temperature up to about 84. Another round of showers and storms comes in by Sunday afternoon, Sunday night. Sunday's high near 80. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Buying a package deal can mean you get more for your money. John Bobo with Capital Tractor. We create packages that pair the strength of Kubota equipment with implements that fit your needs, not implements you don't need or won't use. Kubota and Capital Tractor, Montgomery, Brundage, and Greenville.
From WAKA Channel 8, I'm Jerome Jones. Here are your news headlines. An 18-year-old Millbrook teen is charged with murder and shooting into an occupied vehicle after the shooting death of a 16-year-old Montgomery teen. Millbrook police say the shooting happened Wednesday on Highway 14 in Millbrook. 18-year-old Mose Abram is charged with shooting into a moving vehicle and killing 16-year-old Mario Williams. Abram is being held in the Elmore County Jail without bond. The Shelby County Sheriff's Office says the two deputies who were shot Wednesday morning have been treated and released from the hospital. The deputies were performing a welfare check at a home in the Meadowbrook area when they were shot. Hoover police say they have a suspect in custody. No motive has been released in this shooting. Those are your news headlines. I'm Jerome Jones. Watch Alabama News Network on WAKA Channel 8 and ABC 32.
Mary?
Yes, Bob?
Did you just turn on some water someplace?
No, why?
Well, there's no hot water. Hand me a towel, will you?
No hot water? But your folks will be here soon, and I still have to do the dishes. And what about my shower?
I'll take care of it.
Bob, I won't let you try to fix the plumbing again.
Don't worry. I learned my lesson last time. Cold plumbing can fix it. I just need to call them, and that way I'll have plenty of time to rewire the fuse box.
At Cole Plumbing, your problem isn't your problem. It's our problem.
Whether your problem is big or small, Cole Plumbing can fix it right, usually the first time and as economically as possible. With our experienced and background-checked employees, we take pride in knowing that we are one of the most trusted companies in the area. When there is trouble with your bowl, call on Cole, 279-8919, or go to coleplumbing.com.
Gray's Tire and Auto has extended the sale to celebrate its 25th anniversary.
Tires at cost, plus mountain balance and throwback pricing on alignment. Only $25. Now through March 31st at all locations.
Don't need tires immediately? Buy them before the end of March, and Gray's will hold them for you until you do.
Don't miss the anniversary celebration through March 31st at Gray's Tire and Auto.
Visit GraysTireCenter.com.
Hey, this is David and Becca from Fantail Seafood and Steakhouse. For the best steak, fresh crawfish, or our excellent catch of the day, come check us out.
For the ultimate dining experience, try our 8-ounce true center cut filet mignon served over fresh mashed potatoes, or our 3.5-pound tomahawk ribeye. This baby melts in your mouth and is enough to feed two or more easily.
Visit FantailRestaurant.com to see our lunch, brunch, and dinner menus and times. When you think of lunch, brunch, or dinner,
thank Fantail,
where we're always off the hook.
Cashback is not available on gas in New Jersey and Wisconsin.
John, what are you doing? Get in my car. Why are you walking to work?
Thanks, man. It's these insanely high gas prices. They are draining my bank account. I can't afford to drive anymore.
Dude, don't walk. Just do what I do, because I never pay full price for gas anymore. I use the free Upside app that pays you cash back for every gallon of gas you buy.
Wait, you're telling me you get paid cash when you buy gas with the Upside app?
Yes, I get real cash back every time I buy gas.
Does that actually add up to anything?
I'll make around $200.
Wow, that's serious extra cash. I'm downloading the free Upside app now.
Download the free Upside app now to earn real cash back every time you buy gas. Use promo code SMART for an extra 25 cents a gallon bonus on your first tank. That's promo code SMART. You can cash out anytime right to your bank account, to PayPal, or an e-gift card for Amazon and other brands. Just download the free Upside app and use promo code SMART for a 25 cents a gallon bonus on your first tank. That's code SMART.
It's time for Alabama Unfiltered Radio, powered by 1819 News. To join the conversation, call 334-272-9228. Now, here's your host, Scott Beeson.
Welcome into the program, everybody. This is Alabama Unfiltered Radio. I am Scott Beeson. I hope you're having a great day this morning. I'm here. Amy Beth is here. Sky is here. Sky, how are you today?
Oh, great, Scott. Happy Friday, everyone.
Happy Friday to you. Good to see you this morning. Abs, good to see you. How is everything going?
You know what? I have coffee. It's really all I need.
It's all you need. Just some coffee. Big Dave's got some coffee. Big Dave's also here with us. Big Dave, I hope you are doing well. We got a lot of stuff to do today. Big Dave?
I'm all right.
Good deal. Glad you were here.
Sure, I'm good.
The thumbs up is going to get it.
It is fantastic, but we are ready to rock and roll. Lots of stuff to do today. It's a Friday. It is the 24th day of March in the year of our Lord, 2023. Lots of stuff out there. Has Donald Trump been arrested yet? Are we still waiting on that?
It's a Trump watch day five.
Trump watch. I don't know if he's going to. I don't think they're going to arrest him. I think it has begun to fall apart. But there may be some master strategy. Now, look, I am not one of these people. I'm a Trump supporter. If I had to vote today, if I had to go to the polling place today, I would vote for Donald Trump for a number of reasons. One is he has a record that I can depend on, trying to do the right things, trying to do the things that he told us he was going to do. Do I like Ron DeSantis? I do. I really, really do. I would love, in my perfect world, I would have a Trump-DeSantis ticket. And I would want 4 years of Trump. I would want 8 years of DeSantis. And then maybe we have a chance to get this country straightened out if they stayed focused and if they had help from the U.S. House of Representatives and the U.S. Senate, we would be much better off. But I don't know if that is going to happen. And why is that not going to happen? Well, it might not happen because of Donald Trump. Donald Trump, I would vote for him for president. Does he have some personal issues that I think hold him back from being super, super great? Yes. Sometimes I think he's held back by his narcissism and his inability to say things like, yeah, that whole mRNA vaccine thing that we created at warp speed probably wasn't the best idea. Well, no, it was a great idea, but had some bad effects. It didn't work out like we thought it would. I wish Donald Trump could say that, but it doesn't seem like he is capable of doing that. So you have some of these things, but here's the two-edged sword. It is kind of like, since we're in March Madness, it's kind of like basketball, it's kind of like sports. Think about the people who are great at sports, whether it's a Tom Brady, whether it's a Pat Mahomes, whether it's a LeBron James, whether it's a Michael Jordan. If you ask them how good they are, Sky, they will say something close. Maybe not. They won't. They may not say it because it may be over the out of bounds for them. But they think they're the greatest. They think they are the best. There.
Sure.
Don't you think?
With that kind of talent, of course you're going to have some ego.
Right. And to be that good, you have to have that kind of confidence. Amy Best has been around athletics her entire life. She has, she knows people that have been very, very successful in athletics. And you just have to have that kind of ego to be able to be that good. Because there comes a time when you're like, okay, can I make that throw? Well, the great quarterback, even if he can't, he thinks, I can make it.
The great basketball player. Yeah, they want the ball in the clutch. That's right.
Even if they know, and they will take the shot that is a terrible shot. Probably not the highest percentage shot. They probably should have passed it to this other guy who could hit the layup, but they're going to take it because they think they can make it. But here's the beauty of it. A lot of times they do make it, and that's why they are great. Donald Trump has a little bit of that in him. He believes he can do it. He can make the shot. He can make the pass. He's going to do it. No one else can do it. I'm the guy. Give me the ball. Sometimes I wish he was able to pass it to the kid and let the kid make the layup. But he just can't do it. But we have to quit focusing on that he has this unbelievable ego. We try, so many of us are like, I don't like him. He's a, what is it they say? What's that word, Scott?
Egomaniac.
Ego, that's a good word. Egomaniac. No, but the highbrow folks, ego, we say egomaniac. They say, what is it?
Narcissist.
Yeah. Yes, they bring out, I can't spell narcissist. I don't know if it's C's or S's, but it's this narcissist is a lot. There's a lot. It's long. The more S's you put in it, the more highbrow it is. But he can do it. And so we ought to really start looking at some of these things like, well, who can do the job? Who do we know can do the job? And right now, in my opinion, Donald Trump can do the job. Now, that's number one. Number two is, why does the establishment, why does the swamp, why do they hate Donald Trump so bad? Why do people on the left, why does he live in their brains rent-free? For what reason? Because he wants to build a border wall and keep millions of illegal aliens from coming into the country? That is a reason to just hate him with an unbelievable fire-hot passion? That doesn't make any sense to me.
They hate him because he exposed them. He exposed the Uniparty. He exposed the RINOs. Before Trump, I thought there was a difference between Democrats and Republicans, between McCain and Obama,
really?
Between Romney. And I really thought it would make a difference. And it turned out Trump taught us that you were just socialist and socialist light.
Yeah, Democrat, socialist, exactly right. I think, what was it? I used to say that George Wallace was wrong, Abs. See, George Wallace said that there was not a dime's worth of difference between the Republicans and the Democrats. Mm. And here's why I thought he was wrong. There's not a nickel's worth of difference between Republicans and Democrats. At the elite level, when you begin to look at it, it's my opinion, other people can have a different opinion, but Washington, D.C., they're all the same at the very, very top. Now, folks down in the parties, they're good, solid conservative Republicans. I can't say as much on the Democrat side because they seem to be much better at walking in lockstep. They just will. They will go with the party no matter what. But we do have our Matt Gaetzes, our Marjorie Taylor Greens, our Loen Boberts. We have our, we have those people out there. We have the Rand Pauls. Those kind of folks are a little outside the edge, and they will take a stand totally independent of the party. But Democrats do better at keeping everybody together. Mm-hmm. And then somehow we manage to have just a few that will go with the other side if necessary. And then even looking in the state of Alabama, you see it happen over the years. When I was first in the legislature, when I was in the House, we would have all these struggles, all these battles. We would be like, so at dinner the night before, we're like, okay, tomorrow, this is what we're going to do. We're going to filibuster this, and we're going to use this rule here. And how many people do we got? We got one, we got two, we got you over there. You with us? Okay, we got enough. We'll be able to hold it together. And we're going to filibuster. We're going to stop this. We're not going to let it happen. The next day, we'd get going. And first hour would go away. We're like, all right, we're making progress. The second hour, okay, look, they're starting to break down. We're gonna be able to stop this. Third hour comes, all right, we're doing good. Fourth hour comes, hey, where did those guys go? Wait, they're not in the chamber. They had to do what? One of them had to go check and see if his grass had been mowed. What? So we start losing people. They would start, you know, they start leaving the house chamber and stuff like that. And all of a sudden our numbers would be down. And we're like, wait, where did John go? John had to go see if the other guy was lost who was going to check to see if his grass had been cut yet. So our numbers would start going down. And then every once in a while we would really get the one that was just really a poke in the eye, which is where two or three Republicans magically, after hours of filibuster, would decide, you know, it's been long enough. I don't need to hold up the work in progress that the legislature's doing. I'll just vote with the Democrat leadership today. And then you just lose. Mm-hmm. And you've been fighting all day. You've had this planned. Everybody's agreed. And just a couple little nuggets of goodies here and there, and we would lose them. Washington, D.C. is very, very similar. It's almost as if the leadership can just give the wink and the nod, or there's a, you know, just a message, and then Mitt Romney knows, or Susan Collins knows, or one of them knows, hey, you need to come over with us, and we'll vote with the Democrats, we'll claim it's bipartisan, and then it'll be a victory for America. And then it's not a victory for us, the American citizens. But I think a lot of folks who don't follow the process don't really get the games that are played to cause all these things to happen. And it's unfortunate, but that's the way it is, Sky.
Politics, that's the way it's played. It's very disheartening to me as I follow it. It becomes a feeling of hopelessness sometimes. Because you get good candidates,
yeah.
You get good men, good women, and the system just grinds them down.
It does.
Mo Brooks comes to mind. You know,
you think Mo got ground? Oh, Mo got ground up.
Yeah. Okay. Better. Much better.
Yeah, because I'm grinding down. I was thinking he's got worn down. He's wearing out. They just put him through the shredder.
Yeah. He didn't conform, and look what happened to him.
And they decided that he had to go. Yeah. I remember when I was I running for the, I guess it was re-election to the Senate. I had hacked off the. I'd hacked off the road builders. That's what it was. They wanted a billion-dollar bond issue to rebuild Alabama infrastructure. It's always the same. The talking points never change. The same way we got the gas tax.
Yes.
The gas tax was just the multi-year later version of the billion-dollar bond for roads and bridges. You can't make it to the schools, Scott. You just can't. Why don't you want the little children to get to the schools? They got to drive around 400 miles.
You don't hate children, do you?
Yeah, that's the second part. And you hate children. Right. You don't like roads, you don't like bridges, and you really hate children and old people.
Push them off.
Old people are walking over the bridge to the school. And so I had helped kill this billion-dollar bond issue. And when I ran for re-election that year, I was the incumbent. I had good re-election numbers. And my opponent was able to raise more money than I was. Because the powers that be had decided that it was time for me to go.
Yeah.
I had been willing to tell them no. And you just don't tell them no without there being, you know, some sort of retribution. So that's the way it works. And when you're talking about races the size of a U.S. Senate race, where they can't literally go and sit on people's front porch and talk to them and let them vent or let them ask questions. I mean, I think that's how I was elected to the House and the Senate, actually going to people's houses. Mm-hmm. But when you're running for Congress or you're running for the U.S. Senate, it's easy for them to go and just take a Mo Brooks and just say, oh, he's against the military. Yeah. Just bash him, bash him, bash him.
Crush him with the money and the power.
Yeah, and Sky, the funny thing is, what happens is we allow that to happen.
We the voters.
We the voters do, because we don't keep up. We don't listen to shows like this. We don't listen to the candidates. And I hate to say it, but we kind of get what we deserve.
We do.
In situations like that. We would talk about that race. People would ask me, they said, well, you know, Mo seems you know, he's just not cuddly feet. You know, he's just not cuddly and warm. And I'm like, is that what you want in a U.S. senator? Is
an Ewok?
Is cuddly warm Ewok, a little, you know, a teddy bear? And, well, no. Well, he just doesn't seem as... I would literally hear this. He just doesn't seem sweet. And I'm like,
that's
you
what
want
need.
Sweet? The state that voted for Donald Trump polls probably as high in Alabama as anywhere in the country, but then they turn around for U.S. Senator and go, we want someone who's sweet. Mm. But I will say that what did grind Mo Brooks up was Donald Trump didn't help any.
Mm-mm.
Am I mad at Donald Trump for that? Yes. Does that make me not want to vote for Donald Trump? No, I'm still supportive of Donald Trump. But sometimes, to wrap this whole thing up, sometimes Donald Trump trips over his own feet. Mm. Just because he just can't see it. He just doesn't get it. And he will throw folks who are loyal to him under the bus and sometimes not realize it. But when I evaluated it all, I think his positives come out more than his negatives. And I think that's what we ought to consider when we're making our decisions. Are the positives more than the negatives? This is Alabama Unfiltered Radio with Scott Beeson. We'll be right back.
And opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers.
Your roof protects the biggest investment you will ever make.
So make sure it's a good one.
For over 77 years, the River Region has trusted Jones Brothers Roofing.
Whether it's a big job
or a small job,
count on Jones Brothers Roofing Company for quality materials, workmanship, at a fair price.
No gimmicks.
And did you know we do windows and siding, too?
Jones Brothers Roofing and JB Windows and Siding. Phone 265-1216.
Call Jones Brothers. You're glad you did.
The Tierce family has been your local Roto-Rooter service since 1964. Drain cleaning, plumbing repair, and those troublesome septic tanks, no problem. Technology has changed a bit in the last 54 years. Video inspections of lines to locate problems is available, as well as scheduling your appointment online. River Region residents have trusted Roto-Rooter for over half a century. You can too. Call today at 272-7130 or visit online at rotorooteralabama.com.
Call Roto-Rooter, that's the name.
And wiggle troubles down the drain.
Roto-Rooter.
When you hear people talking about a Krispy Kreme, they're usually referring to the original glazed, made from a recipe dating back to the 1930s. If you haven't had a warm, original glazed donut, you need to try one pronto. Just look for the hot light on at the Krispy Kreme on the Atlanta Highway.
Hi there, I'm Kim Williams with Alabama Home Mortgage. For years, I've been asking you to call me at Alabama Home Mortgage because there is a difference in mortgage companies. When you call Alabama Home Mortgage, you will immediately see the difference in pricing. Not only do we offer the most competitive rates, but our closing costs rank among the lowest in the industry. How do we do it? Because we can. We do not have the overhead that big banks and lenders do. Those big banks and lenders have big expenses. And what do? They pass those expenses along to you. Meanwhile, here at Alabama Home Mortgage, we receive wholesale rates which result in big savings that we pass along to you. Don't pay more for less. Give Alabama Home Mortgage a call at 567-4223. That's 567-4223. Or visit us online at myalabamahomemortgage.com to complete an application on your time. Our rates and pricing are just one difference that sets us apart from the rest. It's not just a slogan. Call Alabama Home Mortgage because, folks, there is a difference in mortgage companies. NMLS 1586-368, Equal Housing Lender.
We at Zaza Sears Italian would like to personally invite you to take a break and enjoy a great meal with us. We have comfortable outdoor dining, a funky, cool atmosphere inside. Enjoy a signature cocktail, cold brew, or customized drink made personally for you. Zaza has a new head chef, and staff will make sure you have a great dining experience and delicious food. We're open for dinner at 5 every day of the week. And for the best brunch in town, we're open 11 to 3 on Sunday. You can find our menu and make reservations at ZazaSearsItalian.com or just drop by. Zaza Sears Italian in the alley downtown.
Is your cell phone or iPad cracked, broken, or not working right?
Don't let the big carrier stores sucker you into a new $1,100 device. Let XI Repair fix your device today. XI Repair fixes cell phones, computers, laptops, iPads, game consoles, drones, and more. Their certified technicians fix hundreds of devices every day. When your device needs care, call XI Repair, 334-777-1234, or Google XI Repair.
Spring is here. It's time to call Southern Bells Cleaning to help you get your house in order. They've spent years earning the trust of families in the River Region, and they believe cleaning the old-fashioned way. Callan and her crew at Southern Bells bring all their own supplies, arrive on time, and specialize in full-service residential, commercial, vacant properties, and construction cleanup. Estimates are always free. Call Southern Bells today at 546-0715 or follow them on Facebook, Southern Bells Cleaning River Region.
High Caliber Gun and Pawn on 31 South Memorial Drive in Prattville, Alabama is here to help you. Danny and the gang wants you to know a lot of people are going through tough times right now. Everything, the inflation, gas prices, you name it, it's all going up. Hey, if you need a loan, it's time to pawn. Stop by Danny and the gang at High Caliber Gun and Pawn. Not only will they offer you more on your pawn merchandise, but at a very low interest rate. That's High Caliber Gun and Pawn in Prattville.
If it concerns your community, you'll hear about it on News Talk 93.1. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Back, everybody. Alabama Unfiltered Radio. I'm Scott Beeson. Amy Beth Shaver is here. Sky Mosley.
Yes, sir.
Program.
Yeah, man.
Let's go to the phones real quick. Let's go to Allison. Allison, welcome to the program. Thank you for listening.
Oh, my gosh. I should have said it's Big Al.
Oh, well. We'll get it next time.
We'll catch her in a few minutes. I'm sure we will see her. Other things that are out there, and this is not one of those things that's going to get a lot of people... not a lot of talk about it, I'm sure. It's not one of those things that just gets people tremendously fired up, but it probably should. Ooh. This piece by Liz Fritton and Chris Pandolfo. United States base in Syria attacked by Iranian proxy forces. And then there's this part. After retaliatory airstrikes, Iranian proxy forces launched about 7 rockets targeting a U.S. base in northeastern Syria today in retaliation to the U.S., a defense official confirmed. So I have to go through this story and figure out, okay, I get it. The headline is the Iranians have attacked one of our air bases. Why? Well, because we apparently struck them. Why? Guess what? It's not exactly easy to get to. The U.S. Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin said in a statement, and that really, anytime Lloyd Austin has something to say, it's usually about wokeness or climate change or, you know, all the things the military is normally involved in these days, that the American intelligence community had determined the drone was of Iranian origin, but offered no other immediate evidence to support the claim. The drone hit a coalition airbase in northeastern Syrian city of Hasaka. I think I probably said that, made it sound a little too Japanese.
You did, but it's fine.
How do you say it in Middle Eastern? Hasaka. No, that still sounds Asian. H-A-S-A-K. Can anybody?
Not a clue.
Hasaka.
You got to have a little bit of a hawk in it.
Yeah.
Hasaka.
There you go.
I felt like that was great.
I'm going with Abs on that one. Can you do it again? Can you do it twice?
Hasaka.
Very good. The wounded included 5 American service members and a U.S. contractor. The rocket attacks came after President Biden ordered a series of retaliatory strikes after. So, okay, Sky, we've got. So, all right, let me get this straight. So we hit them back because they hit us because we hit them. How many steps back am I going back with this? They hit us, you hit us.
I think we've got to go back to pre-World War I there.
I think you are correct, sir.
The Ottoman Empire had a sneak attack on the Byzantine cathedral. Suspected Iranian-made drone killed a U.S. contractor and wounded six other Americans. So the Iranians did a drone strike, and then we fired rockets, and then so they fired drones back at us. So that's where we are with the Biden administration. But never fear. The man who was made president of the United States. You notice I didn't say lawfully elected president. The man who was made president of the United States is at the helm.
Don't worry.
No need to get upset. He is there, and he knows exactly what kind of ice cream he wants.
Well, more importantly to that point, the military-industrial complex is happy again because we've got American adventurism overseas building up and bringing in the money. And that's where it's all. And that's where another thing Trump didn't do for them.
Every missile that we launch,
that's money,
is a missile that has to be bought again.
You gotta pay the big boys that got you there. You gotta dance with who brought you, Scott.
So this is a little like Bill Clinton doing some things because it made him look important. Like I feel like flashbacks from the past. We don't. Do you remember that? Like,
yeah, this could be one of those.
Totally the Democrats' MO is we don't know what to do, so let's do some things with the military because, you know, look busy, Jesus is coming.
Well, yeah. What about this? What about that we're struggling so much with this Ukrainian proxy war?
Yeah.
The Russians are winning that war, people. I'm sorry. I hate that it insults people. I hate that it bothers people. I hate that they believe that the mainstream media has been, you know, telling them over and over and over that it's we're almost right there. If we'll just send them a few more tanks, a few more bullets, a few more rockets, a few more drones, the Ukrainians, they're the same. I'm sorry. Ukrainians are right there. They're not. They are not. The Russian military machine is going to grind their way, and Ukraine is going to at least give back or lose that entire Donbas region. And what I think Abs is making a good point is we look weak there. We're taking it on the chin, and as more and more people are figuring that out, this administration can very well be getting themselves in another conflict with a third world kind of power, so they can say, look at us, we're whipping somebody. We don't even remember that Ukraine exists. That we won't even put that on the news. And look what we're doing over here.
Well, we're jumping billions and billions of dollars in there, too. And it's no secret, Ukraine has been a money laundering paradise.
That's right.
For quite a while.
For a long time.
Yeah.
Arguably for Republicans and Democrats.
That's
no,
right.
I'm not making any accusations. But when you see people like Mitt Romney on the side of, hey, let's not ask questions over there. We don't need to worry about it. It's all perfect. His chief of staff or one of his office?
Sure.
One of those people was heavily involved in business in Ukraine. And you start looking around Washington, D.C., and you see these Ukrainian connections. Mm-hmm. I don't see any other conclusion you could come to other than what this guy is talking about.
Yeah, get you one of those Hunter Biden gas company jobs for what was that?
I've got two of those. I don't know why y'all cracking on. They pay well.
You
don't have to know anything about gas. I was trying to get that. I said, look, I have a background in geology. I don't remember any of it, but I remember more of it than Hunter Biden does. I'll take his spot.
I'm sure you're more qualified. Ooh,
I got
not.
No response. Absolutely no response.
You're telling me no. Nobody was interested.
I think it was racism. I think it was racism or something, and I was held down. I was oppressed. I decided to chain myself to a fence, and still nobody cared. So here I am, stuck with y'all two.
Wow. Goodness.
White privilege.
Oh, my goodness gracious. Well. We've got so much to do today. We won't have time. 3 hours is not enough time. But this is Alabama Unfiltered Radio with Scott Beeson. Sky's here with me. Abs is here with me. We're hoping and praying that the internet connections keep working. Not that we didn't love doing the show with a cell phone held in the middle
fun.
Of the
what are
table.
You talking about?
Well, I mean, it got us together. We became closer because
yes,
we're all huddled around something. We
yes,
will be
we
back.
Did.
Day by day, I see faces around me. And as I smile, I just stop for a while. And I say, Hi, this is Bo Goodson from the Goodson Group. Here are six things you need to know before you buy a home. Number one, find out how much you can afford and qualify for from a reputable local lender. Number two, write down a list of wants and needs for your next home and maybe your first home. Bedrooms and baths, size of the home, yard size, open floor plan or formal plan, storage requirements, garage or carport. What location is number three, east side, Millbrook, Prattville, Wetumpka? Number four, are school zones important to you? If so, which school zones do you prefer? Number five, are there any special needs requirements, wider hallways, ramps, universal designs? Number six, would you rather have a brand new home or an existing home? The answers to these questions will help you design a plan to buy your next home and have the right information. We provide a list of recommended local lenders and home inspectors. All you have to do is call the source, Bo Goodson from the Goodson Group, 221-2883.
Thinking about new flooring for your home or business? Since 1969, Georgia Floors Direct has guaranteed the lowest prices on the River Region's largest inventory of all types of flooring. Call or visit GFD today. Georgia Floors Direct. Eastern Boulevard, across from Lowe's.
Call Dad. No, Ella, call Chad.
I was talking with Chad at Chad's AC Direct, and he was saying a lot of people he's helped recently had old units and were concerned about them going out when the weather was either really cold or really hot or on a weekend or at a bad time. Well, face it, there's really never a good time. If you've been having to add expensive Freon because of a leak or have cold or hot spots throughout your home and air escaping into the attic, you can call Chad today at Chad's AC Direct, and Chad will come out and give you a free home evaluation to see what your options are and if a new upgraded unit is the solution or maybe just servicing your current one will work. Chad's AC Direct does it all. Every year you need maintenance or cleaning, so call Chad's at 264-6464. Sign up for a maintenance plan, and if your system breaks down this year, your trip fee is free, even on weekends. That just paid for Chad's Comfort Club. So if you're ready for a new unit or maintenance, do what the girls do.
Call Dad. No, Ella, call Chad.
Alabama license number 92244.
Hello, everyone. Robbie Pelt with Capital City Roofing. If you think about it, your home is your biggest investment in life. Your roof covers your home, so why jeopardize your biggest investment on a roofer you don't know anything about when you can deal with a reputable roofing company like Capital City Roofing? We have an A-plus Better Business rating and the best manufacturers and workmanship warranties available. We do all residential and commercial roofing applications that are certified through the manufacturer to ensure you get the best material and workmanship money can buy. We also have your project in our best interest before and after construction has been done. Don't hesitate to call us if you have any roofing issues or questions. We will match any of our competitors' price and give you the same great workmanship warranty. We also give free estimates. Give us a call today and let us show you the difference. 277-3311. That's 277-3311. Or you can check us out on the web at www.capitalcityroofing.com. Capital City Roofing. We capitalize the roofing industry.
If you have a craving for the best pizza in Montgomery, satisfy that craving at Pizza Perfect. They're famous for their all-you-can-eat lunch buffet that includes pizza, as well as spaghetti, breadsticks, salad, dessert, and drink for only $10. The buffet is available Monday through Saturday for lunch and for dinner on Tuesday, Friday, and Saturday. In March, get $3 off any large pizza. Available for pickup and delivery. The best pizza buffet by far is Pizza Perfect on Coliseum Boulevard in Eastbrook.
The Rich Thomas Weather Network is brought to you by Earnest Financial.
If you're tired of losing your money in the stock market, call David Earnest, 334-279-7431. Earnest Financial, LLC.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. Our major warming trend continues today. In fact, I think today's high will be in the mid to upper 80s, feeling more like summertime, really. Clouds early give way to sunshine later. We're dry through the evening hours tonight with clouds increasing. But in the overnight hours and the wee hours of Saturday morning, showers and storms not only become likely, but some could be strong, possibly severe. The storms clear out early in the day on Saturday. Look for sunshine later with a high up to about 84. Another round of showers and storms by Sunday afternoon, Sunday night. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
At ASE Credit Union, financing your next adventure is easier than ever with rates as low as 4.75%. Apply online or visit your local branch today. Member FDIC, Equal Opportunity Lender.
ASE Credit Union, your life, your goals, your ASE.
News and talk without the static. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
We are back, everybody. This is Alabama Unfiltered Radio. I am Scott Beeson. Amy Beth Shaver is here. Allison has decided to wander into the program. Allison, was this you calling earlier?
Yes.
It was her.
Yes.
Yeah. It was our Allison, who was about to be at the studio, was calling. Were you calling from the parking lot?
No. I was on 65. I was headed here, and I was listening, and I was calling to tell y'all not to talk about something till I got here. It's being very high maintenance.
There was a great invention a few years ago. You carry them around. They probably cause cancer. It's either butt cancer because everybody puts it in their pocket, or head brain cancer from having it. They're these little black things. They're real flat, and they. You can even send messages with these things.
In my brain, it was way more fun
to
call.
You're like, I'm going to call and say, welcome to the show, Allison.
Y'all
don't talk about so-and-so before I get there.
Y'all, you know I have FOMO every time I'm not here. And so I just wanted to join in. And then you're like, oh, we've got Allison.
I did not say it that way. I said it with unbelievable excitement. Sky, that is fear of missing out. I have learned that in the last week or two. So you're not behind on the cool hip terms. It's a fairly recent, well.
Thanks for calling.
Like us,
I love the enthusiasm. Yeah, that's right.
That's like a five-year-old saying.
Thing.
You're just way behind, Scott.
Yeah, I'm just not hip.
Gardendale's got to get with it.
Well, you know, we prefer to stick with the old traditional ways. We're legitimately conservative. We don't just play at it like some people do. So how did your, since we're doing Gardendale versus other neighborhoods and parts of town, how did the shooting go in your neighborhood?
Apparently well. People ended up in the hospital, if that's the metric. No, they're fine.
Did you hear the story?
What? Yes, I did. Tell the story.
Okay, so apparently it was some parents were out of town, and their grown child, who didn't look so good in the mugshot, guessing maybe some drug issues, broke into their house. And so they, I guess, probably saw him on a camera and called the police, and he was holed up in a bathroom, and he shot at the police and injured two. But we're all good.
And can we just say that police are awesome?
Yeah.
We can say that.
I mean, like, let's just establish that we are
we're very supportive of law enforcement.
I mean, can you imagine, like, you're called to go and you know you're going to be shot at? That's your job.
I don't think they knew that going to that neighborhood. They were like, what the heck? Somebody's cat's in the tree.
So
somebody has locked their dog in the bathroom. They
I
have called us again.
I think if they knew that, you know, because they find out details before they go to help somebody, they could have known some merriment was afoot.
Yeah, maybe.
Not merriment,
maybe.
Mayhem. Yeah. I don't know, but I think the police are awesome. I just want to say that.
That's fair. Absolutely.
Good That's point. All.
We appreciate them.
We really do. But in our right near our neighborhood, I grew up riding through there, and there was nothing but fields.
And those are the big, big fancy houses, too. Like, so it goes along with what we were talking about when General Marshall called in. Just crime is spreading, and it's a societal issue. I'm not sure you can legislate or consequence your way out of it. It really is a hard society issue. But
if you live in a neighborhood like I do where there might be a tendency for multiple people to be out shooting their own firearms nearby, a little less crime.
I would like
the
to suggest,
like
yes.
Criminals like driving in, they're like, they're like, reverse, drive somewhere else. Let's go across town to Allison's neighborhood.
You know what? But here's the good thing. In other countries where they're asking people to turn their guns in or they've gone completely firearm-less, people will come to Alabama and Texas, will they not, if everything goes south, because they know this is a place where we take the Second Amendment seriously?
Oh, I agree. This is much safer, no doubt. Now, there's some places, there's some blue dots in our red states where they have problems. But
which they're going to still try to find their way to our houses because they know we're going to take care of them. I'm just saying.
I agree. Anybody coming from all the other places, go to Allison and Amy Beth's house.
No, I still haven't taken my gun safety class. It's on, like,
That's famous last words. Yes.
What does that mean?
It's just if you're worried about getting there and protecting yourself because you haven't had your gun safety class, you might not be quite familiar yet. But we'll work on that. We'll make that a goal of Alabama Unfiltered Radio. We'll find a place. We'll go. We'll get some trainers. We'll get the guys that I went to their event a few weeks ago where they did the tactical training, and you can look all. You want
to
do that?
We'll go. I have a place. We're going to go to a place.
Mm-hmm. All right. Let's go to the phones. Let's go to Texas Sunshine. Texas Sunshine, welcome to the program. Thank you for listening. I hope you're doing well today.
I'm quite well, but you guys have talked. Oh, I've got to turn
it down. It's not just me. I really thought you were ignoring me, Scott.
Things. How could we ever ignore you?
We're working.
But your shirt's awesome.
Hold on. Oh, thank you. Oh.
You're for Auburn again?
I have this in an Alabama one. I was thinking I need to bring you one. This is back in my former life where I made really cool t-shirts.
Yeah. Scott, what you got, buddy?
Are we picking up Texas Sunshine there,
Scott? No, they're not. Just not coming to me.
Okay.
But you can hear her if you can hear her.
T.S., call me back on a different line, please.
Yeah, y'all just figure.
Thank you.
Work on that a little bit. There are things out there that we absolutely need to know about. We talked the other day about Ron DeSantis. What are you laughing about? The issue, the glitch I had there for a split second?
Sorry.
At least I didn't. I did the best I could.
I thought you were about to throw off. I'm panicking. Okay, anyway, serious stuff.
It was, by the way, we do have a guest coming on at 10 o'clock.
If we can get her through.
I think we'll be able to get her through. We'll get it all worked out by then. But tell us about her.
So Terry Lathan is former Alabama Republican Party chairman, chairwoman.
We'll go with chairman.
Chairperson.
Chairman. That's a real word.
And she has stayed active in the party and in Alabama politics. And recently she started a group called Rome, Republicans on a Mission.
Okay.
And their issue that they are going to take to the State House, I'm picturing storming the State House. I don't think so. I think we're going to be very respectful and we're going to go lobby. She is all on a mission to get school choice passed in Alabama. And so she's going to be on at 10, hopefully, if we can get our phone lines working, talking about school choice, what that means in Alabama, and how you can get involved with her group.
That'll be good. I'm interested to see what her take is on what the chances of us getting school choice legislation passed in Alabama. I mean, is it realistic? I would have really thought the first year after an election where everyone was out talking about rah-rah, I'm for the Bill of Rights, I'm for the Second Amendment, I'm for individual liberty, I'm for, you know, hey, I'm a Republican. I would have thought this would have been a good year to get something like school choice passed. But apparently, that's not the case.
How do you stay in politics for so long and have so much experience without becoming a complete cynic?
That's why I'm out, Scott.
That explains that.
I tell people that I had to leave before I was charged with multiple assaults.
Testify. Yeah.
Because there's some people you look at them and you just want to go over there and strangle
it's
them.
It's gotta be.
I mean, it's not that you're a violent person. You're just like, why are you here?
It's so frustrating, even from a distance.
Just,
for me,
just going to do what the special interests tell you. This is one of the things. Okay, I'll tell you this before we break. I won't say who it was, but it's a very, very powerful lobbyist, and this is how the legislature used to work, Sky. He could sit in the gallery, okay? There'd be a vote. It'd be a vote on an amendment. Nobody knows what to do. What are we going to do? And he could rub his eye, which meant vote aye, and all his minions would vote yes.
Stop.
Incredible. If he started doing his nose like I'm showing you, I know this is a radio, but just, you know, like your nose is itching.
Yes.
They would all vote no.
It's that bad.
It was absolutely that bad. So people just have to realize that's what happens. And some of these people who tell us that they're fighters, all right. They're just not fighting for me and you. They're fighting for the people that got them elected. Not the people who elected them, the people that got them elected. It's all about words and how you say it.
Tragic.
We got to take another break. There's not enough time in the day. This is Alabama Unfiltered Radio with Scott Beeson, Amy Beth Shaver, Allison Sinclair, and Sky making sure we keep it within the ditches.
Keep it on the rails.
We'll be back.
Honey, it sounds like you have a little sinus congestion.
I do. I went to Adams Drugs to get a nasal decongestant, and I'm sure glad I did. I didn't realize that I couldn't take some sinus medications because of my high blood pressure.
What did they tell you?
The pharmacist overheard me talking to the clerk, and she knew that I had high blood pressure because I get my prescriptions filled there. She came around and talked to me and actually recommended a different sinus medication than the one I had picked out.
I wouldn't want you taking something over the counter that makes your blood pressure spiral out of control. Sounds like she may have saved us a trip to the emergency room.
Adams Drugs definitely go the extra mile. Always have, and always will.
I love the customer service. It's great every time I go in there. I'm so glad they helped me take care of my wonderful husband. I'm going to tell all my friends to go to Adams Drugs.
Visit us, adamsdrugs.net, for the location nearest you. With 12 Adams locations, we've been serving families in the River Region for 60 years, and we look forward to serving your family's needs as well.
At AFS Foundation and Waterproofing Specialists, we work on a lot of neighborhood homes, and we're proud to share some of what our customers have said about us.
When we realized our family room was sinking, we knew we had to act fast and get the right people to come out and evaluate our situation. It was nerve-wracking. Turns out I had a foundation problem. They fixed it and guaranteed it for life.
AFS can keep your home and family safe. Visit AFSrepair.com to book your free inspection. That's AFSrepair.com.
Another Guardian Credit Union story.
Good morning. What can I get you?
Yeah, I need a cup of coffee. I also need some tires for my van and my washer machine to stop leaking.
We're a coffee shop. We only sell...
And I need a new roof, a bigger bed, and a porch door that you don't have to fight with to close. Oh, how am I going to do this?
Oh, okay. I can get you some coffee. But let me tell you, for everything else, you should talk to my friends at Guardian Credit Union. They'll help you get what you need when you need it. Guardian helped me just last month when I needed a new refrigerator.
Really? Wow, maybe they could help me take care of some of my needs.
I'm sure they can. Here's their number. It's 334-244-9999, or you can just apply online. Now enjoy that coffee, honey. Everything will work out.
Connect with Guardian today for all your lending needs. Federally insured by NCUA.
You know LG Tint and Graphics tints vehicles, but they also tint houses and offices. Tinting your home or office will protect your floor and walls from fading, as well as keep your customers cool. Call for a free estimate, 334-365-2665. LG Tint and Graphics.
Restaurants come and go. They open to big fanfare, but if they can't deliver, they're gone. Poof. For 25 years and going strong, Sinclair's has been offering a truly exceptional dining experience for you from the corner of Taylor and Vaughn Roads. Sinclair's, where you get great sandwiches and our daily meat and three special at lunch, two great pasta, chicken, steaks, and seafood for dinner. Want to eat lighter? Check out Sinclair's many satisfying salads for both lunch and dinner. Sinclair's, now offering takeout and curbside service too. Sinclair's, where there's live music every Wednesday through Saturday. And Sinclair's is now totally non-smoking.
I'm Johnny Sullivan, and I'm from Sinclair's Restaurant, and I'd like to invite you for lunch and dinner.
Come see why Sinclair's has seen lesser restaurants come and go over the years. At the corner of Vaughn and Taylor. Find them on Facebook at Sinclair's East. Google search Sinclair's Restaurant.
Sinclair's is hiring, offering competitive pay to host, hostesses, servers, and experienced cooks. Apply in person weekdays between 1 and 2 and 4 and 6.
Johnny Sullivan Sinclair's, 25 years and going strong.
The River Region's first and only news talk station on FM. Live, local talk. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Welcome back in, everybody. It's Alabama Unfiltered Radio with Scott Beeson. I appreciate you listening to the program. Please tell some other people about it. We're having a great time in our expanded new area in the River Region of Alabama, and we appreciate all of you who are listening, all the callers, everyone, and we're having a great time in that part of the state. Let's get back to the phones. I think we got them going. Let's get to Dennis. Dennis, welcome to the program. Thank you for listening.
Good morning, gentlemen. Ladies, how are you today?
We're good. How are you?
Thank you very much. Fine, thank you. Has the mistreatment and the lack of attention to those incarcerated in the Washington, D.C.'s metro jail just fallen by the wayside, what they've been going through?
I haven't heard
anything else about it.
not on this program, Dennis, but I'm just going to tell you that nationally, outside of a couple of conservative news outlets, yeah, what is going on with the people who have been unfairly incarcerated, jailed for over 2 years? Are we at 2 years or are we at 3 years? The years just keep, they just keep rolling by. Those folks who have been put in jail, many of them without trial, for the bogus insurrection, the Fedsurrection, the staged Nancy Pelosi, very responsible for events of January the 6th. Yeah, those people have been pretty much forgotten by the mainstream establishment Republican Party. The Democrat Party didn't care about them to start with. And unfortunately, there's only a handful of people like Marjorie Taylor Greene, and I think Gates is one of them. A few that are still kind of banging the drum for them a little bit, but our leadership in Washington has forgotten them.
Okay. So why are we paying them?
That's a very good point. I mean, these are the people who say they're going to fight for us, fight for the little guy. They believe in morality and doing the right thing, but they will let our fellow Americans be unjustly jailed without a trial for years. And people would be marching in the streets if this was just some, I don't know what, some illegal alien drug dealer that was in jail for multiple years without having a trial. They would be talking about the constitutional rights of a speedy trial apply to even to people who are illegally in the country because they're on the American soil. We can't be doing this. The ACLU would be there. The Southern Poverty Law Center would pull some of their people back from riots and send them to Washington, D.C. to do legal work. And it would just, we would hear about it constantly. But unfortunately, there's not much that people like me and you or regular folks, Dennis, can do about it.
Well, I won't debate that.
No, I mean, and here's the frustrating part is, Dennis, we elect people, you vote for people, I vote for people who tell us that they're going to fight those fights. And if you got arrested this afternoon for domestic terrorism, they could just hold you forever, and there wouldn't be anything I could do about it. And if the same thing happened to me, wouldn't be anything you could do about it. And let's be honest, our elected officials wouldn't even ask two questions to see if we had really done it or not.
Well, you brought this the point that, you know, if that were to happen on the other side of the aisle, there would be all these protests in the streets. And you know, is that what it's going to take? Is that going to take a rebellion from people who are just wanting to sit back on their hands and not say anything about it? Is it going to take a rebellion to get some movement on this?
Are people not upset that we now have political prisoners in the United States?
It doesn't bother them. I ask the question all the time, who has more political prisoners, Sky, us or Russia?
I don't really know the answer, do we? No, we really don't.
And here's the great lesson, Dennis. I don't think January 6th was an accident. It did a couple of things for them. It kept them from having to debate whether or not that election was stolen. They were able to run around that and not worry about it. But it also did this. It taught red-blooded, solid American patriots that if you get out in the streets, there's a very good chance we'll come to your house, knock on the door, put you in a jail somewhere, and we'll probably forget about you. And if we don't forget about you, we'll find you guilty of trespass or something or obstructing government operations, and we'll put you in prison for 4 years.
Well, I welcome the opportunity for the meeting.
Dennis, very good points. I understand your heart. We're just trying to keep me and you both out of one of those jails. Appreciate you, brother. Good call. This is Alabama Unfiltered Radio. We'll be back.